Washington DC. Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Di VOA Executive Lounge, kali ini ada cerita spesial yang berhubungan dengan Hari Bersyukur atau Thanksgiving yang biasanya dirayakan pada hari Kamis keempat di bulan November di Amerika. Penjualan kalkun meningkat menjelang Thanksgiving yang tahun ini dirayakan pada 28 November. Penjualan daging unggas yang menjadi santapan tradisional Thanksgiving ini bahkan tak banyak terpengaruh tren mengurangi makan daging alias flexitarian ataupun penjualan tofurkey berbahan nabati. Nah, langsung aja kita simak mengenai hal ini selanjutnya bersama Nova Purwadi.
Thanksgiving yang dirayakan pada Kamis keempat setiap November selalu membawa berkah bagi peternak kalkun, seperti Scott Ashley di negara bagian New Jersey, yang menceritakan pengalamannya kepada kantor berita Reuters.
So we've increased the amount of turkeys we grow basically because of demand. We used to be around 5,000 or 6,000. We're seeing that there's a lot of our repeat customers. But now there's also a lot of new faces coming in too, so that's good to see. So with that, it's a good problem to have. We've gone up to 7,000.
Peternak juga mencermati bahwa konsumen belakangan lebih mempedulikan faktor kesehatan dan lingkungan hidup. Lagi Scott Ashley.
They're antibiotic free. That like as you can see, they have plenty of room to walk around, and they're fed a good diet. I just think it's basically people are paying more attention to where the food comes from.
Satu lagi perkembangan terkini, konsumen semakin melirik produk makanan pengganti daging berbahan nabati, termasuk tofurkey, produk pengganti daging kalkun berbahan tahu. Yang mulai dijual 25 tahun lalu, seperti diceritakan lagi oleh Scott Ashley.
I think I've had some customers tell me that they're having a turkey with an additional tofurkey. So I guess it's out there. I don't hear a lot of it, but you know, I've heard a couple people say, well, we're having your turkey and a tofurkey also. So to each their own.
Banyak konsumen AS kini juga menjadi flexitarian, alias sekedar mengurangi konsumsi daging tanpa total meninggalkan produk hewani. Apalagi karena banyak produsen termasuk Beyond Meat dan Impossible Burger semakin canggih memproduksi makanan nabati dengan tekstur dan rasa sangat mirip daging. Jamie Athos adalah direktur utama Tofurkey, meneruskan usaha keluarganya.
We don't see Impossible Burger and Beyond as competitors so much as kind of companions on the same mission. So we're really happy for their success, and we have to really hand it to them. I think the massive effort that they put into, you know, marketing their products and coming up with really cool collaborations with high profile restaurant operators, for example, that's all been great for the industry and really good for Tofurkey too. So we welcome their entry into the marketplace.
Perusahaan pengemas daging terbesar di Amerika, Tyson Foods pun akhirnya ikut menggarap makanan nabati pengganti daging. Perkembangan ini disambut baik oleh Jamie Athos.
I would recharacterize the activities of these meat companies who are now rebranding themselves as protein companies. That's a welcome change. That's exactly the change that Tofurkey has always hoped for.
Makanan nabati pengganti daging kini mencakup 5% total penjualan protein, termasuk daging di Amerika, dan diperkirakan bakal meningkat dalam beberapa tahun ke depan. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi, VOA.
The Voice of America. VOA.